Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
How's it going?
Very well, James. I'm feeling great after my yoga and after having, you know, my mind expanded by interesting guests.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I have an equally good day as well. I went on a sort of, I don't know if we're allowed to during lockdown and that, but I sort of went on a date. We went for a nice walk and stuff. I've been sort of avoiding her for a while. So then I thought, you know what? I need to just crack on and do it. I'm not working at the minute. Might as well. And then it was nice, yeah. It was good.
Just to say, in the chat, I have put Shanty Warrior, that is...
Although
Brendan's.
I think it might be under construction.
No, I went there.
I know, of your current timetable, it's all good.
Yeah, it's all there. Sorry, James, we're trying to do so many things at once.
Can I ask a personal question, as you've offered up such a personal experience?
Go on.
Why were you avoiding her?
Well, when she first started messaging me, we were working together and I had a girlfriend, so it's just never really for me.
Right.
And when she kisses... Like, I kissed her on a night out once. I had to fess up to my ex about it. And then she stayed in touch and stuff. When she kisses, she just goes a bit too much.
What do you mean she goes a bit too much?
It's just really intense. I'm just like, you need to...
Oh, right. She's not a polite kisser.
She's a Brett Michaels.
No. It's always just very fast and very stiff. I don't like it.
Oh.
That's all part of being together, is working out what you like and what you don't like and...
But I would suggest if you don't like it from the start,
if you don't like the kissing, if you're not liking the kissing,
the kissing's quite integral, I think. Especially some people
are strange kissers. I'm a great kisser, but some people are strange. I can work with most styles.
Yeah, but there's always been a general idea that you go a certain pace. You don't like start chewing the face off. It's just a bit like. But bless her, like, she's nice and that. It's not fair for me to ring up you guys and start critiquing a kissing, like.
But you did it. That's the kind of guy you are.
Mm. Oh no! Don't shame me like that.
Not shaming you. I'm just holding up the mirror.
No, I like the fact that you're honest.
Come on, guys.
I like the fact that you're honest, and I like the fact that you always tell us a little bit more than you intend to. You're my favourite sort of person.
You know what? I've called up just to share how happy my day is, and now I've been told that I overshare.
No.
I'm the type of person that...
Hey,
this is not fair, guys.
Hang on.
You know what?
The type of person... You did it!
Do you know what?
I've not told you you're the type of person. You did it!
I don't think I used the word overshare, did you?
No, not at all. It's all... He's hearing stuff that we're not saying.
I think I've got the tone of the show wrong. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, you haven't...
What are you talking about?
Don't retract, James. It's fine. You put it out there and we've had a listen and we've had a chat and it's all good.
I'm having a little giggle with you.
Well, as Papa Morph says, careful, he'll punch you.
He won't.
To be fair, he was pressed for this info. Was he?
No, I asked a very simple question. Why are you avoiding her? I did not press.
She also asked, do I have permission to ask you this question? So get the F out of here, Barry.
Well, actually, I'm outnumbered because there's two of you to one here.
Okay, well, then fuck off. I can't be bothered. You do or you don't. Whatever, I don't care. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Are we in focus or is the back in focus?
Well, you know why? Because we've not got lighting.
Ah, yeah. Do you want to do that?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Got,
Turns out it's useful.
I've only got another hour and a quarter to go. While you're doing that, I'm going to do some live reads for our wonderful sponsors. Our wonderful, wonderful sponsors who we could not do this show without. Ignore what's going on in the background. Pay no attention to what is going on in the background. First things first. GELaw.co.uk. Richard Gregorian, been a long time sponsor. He's just put some more money into the balcony shirts pot. So we'll give some balcony shirts giveaways at some point. Thank you, Richard. Catherine and I both think you're absolutely bonkers, but wonderful. We really, really appreciate your support. And we know why. We've chatted to you about why, and you've written some long emails, and I've been able to understand a couple of paragraphs of those emails. No, but we've chatted to you, and it, for a while it kind of struck, we couldn't quite work out. Oh, I was on coming out of one speaker. We couldn't quite work out why. Because I got low self-esteem, and Catherine's, you know, the self-worth is not particularly rated particularly high, but you've explained it brilliantly. We're so grateful that you like us, and you like this, and you think this is doing something. So thank you. So people, even if you're in love with your wife or your husband, get divorced. Go and use GELaw.co.uk. And similar for Poseidon Safety Management, it's almost worth going down to Cornwall and Devon and committing some crimes on private property, just so that these guys have got something to do. They're a security firm in Devon and Cornwall, and everybody knows about them now, so there's nothing really happening. So I'm kind of tempted to hire a minibus, and we all go down there and throw some bricks through an estate agent's windows, and then they can come and do whatever it is that they do, because they're good people. Thank you, Nick. And I know Nick's not very well at the moment. So, brother, hang in there. You've got my number. If there's anything I can do to help, give me a call, and it would be an absolute pleasure. In fact, I'll send you another text tomorrow. Thank you. JPU Records. What are we going to do with you?
Oh, we're going to sell. What are we going to do?
Honestly, this is so, look at this, the cover for this album. We're going to play you one of the songs, right? And I close the window because I'm an absolute idiot with the song. I had it all set up, and of course I close the window. Talk to us about this record, Catherine.
Oh, this record, right? Okay, so I've got loads of Christmas things because I like to get in the mood when it comes to Christmas.
I'm getting a Christmas tree this weekend.
I grew up in a household where
I've decided
the best Christmas album in the world ever would come out probably around now in November, and we play in the car exclusively up until Christmas, right? So I like a Christmas album. I haven't got anything like this yet, but I will do. It's just great. So it's basically kawaii Christmas hits, Japanese kids largely, but also some Japanese singing sensations, singing songs that you thought you were familiar with, but in their own very special way. It's so good, right?
I've lost the
and JPU Records is a revelation.
Here we go. Let's have a bit of this. Let's have a little bit of this. Here we go. How could you not want a whole album of this? Where's my screen? Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Daddy Dino, I love this. I get the Christmas album every year, and this is 2020. Here we go. Yes, sir. It's a joy. It's a joy. You get 25 tracks of that. JP Records is a really interesting company. They bring a lot of kind of heavy metal, slightly gothy Japanese bands. Some are not that big in Japan. Some are huge in Japan.
There's a bit of electro stuff going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. It's a really interesting thing. So look, Dee's bought it. He's waiting for it. Have a look at the website, right? That's the link to go and buy that CD. Go and have a little look-see at it. Buy that. It's $9.99. You get 10% off with the code TLNA. Enter that as you check out. And then just go have a little look around and see if there's anything that you fancy for yourself or for Christmas. It does come with lyrics written in Romanji, which means it's written in English. Yeah, phonetically. So you can sing along. And we've said the first person to tweet myself, Catherine, JPU Records with the hashtag TLNA, with a picture of them holding the CD, we'll get something from Scott. So thank you. Let's go to, that's JPU Records. Thank you, JPU Records and Tom and the team there. Abbey Care, I want to go and have a little look at their website. Now, abigail.co.uk, place to go. Now, where is the tour? There is a tour here, and I wonder where it is. Gloucester. Let's have a little look. So basically, it's recovery, detox, rehab, and oh, I'm trying to find the video, and I had it earlier, and I can't remember. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. This is it. Here we go. Here we go. Come on, man. What a place to get clean. Do you have any drugs on your person? You better leave them outside because we're going to clean your ass.
I should tell you that that is him. That is not the official's.
I asked for a job there. I said, give me a job there. And I want to be the guy that stands there.
You got any drugs? Get clean.
I want to get my torch up your ass. See what's up there, boy.
A torch.
Every day. Here we go. Look at this. This is the kind of place you want to get clean at. Look at that nature. This is the one in Gloucester. Open up, boy. I want to see what you got. Hey! Come in. You think this is the worst day of your life? Trust me. This is just the beginning of a bright and beautiful future and your step to recovery. Oh, by the way, can you spit that gum out? We don't allow gum here.
Are you chewing? Spit it out.
What we're going to do is we're going to get you a jacket that fits you. That jacket's too short. You see, that's worth $1 million. You cannot have it. This'll do. This'll do. Oh, shit, there's guitars. I'm out.
Oh, I was going to say the Daily Mail's in there.
I'm out. Oklahoma. Dr. Shivago on the wall. Room 16, luxury, you can have it all. The freedom from drugs, the freedom from booze, the freedom from unnecessary sex, the freedom from gambling. Writing a letter to his dealer saying, help me.
You're terrible.
It's early in my recovery. Look at the cars. The drone is gonna fly over the roof now. Yeah. You're free. You're free. You're free from the drugs that held you back. Look at the bed and the lampshade. Can't remember the posh word for a lampshade from the ceiling. That's
chandelier.
Chandelier. Chandel there. Chandel knows everywhere. Apples on the trees. It means new life.
Man.
And I murdered my wife.
What?
Please don't pick up the guitars. She knows she's on the start of a journey. She's nervous. She's happy. It's going to be okay. Okay.
Okay. I shouldn't have taken my air out of the state of that.
That was quite good, actually. We should... I don't know if they want to use that.
I think they probably will, yeah.
Why would they not want to? Why would they not want to use that? Are you kidding me?
My favourite lyric in that was chandelier, chandelier.
5 hours in, says Mrs. And he can't remember the word for chandelier. Well, I used to call it a chandelier.
Did you?
Yeah.
Is that because you're posh?
No, it's because I like it. It's like I call indicators. Just another way of saying the same thing. Oh.
Who dis?
Okay, it's Big Bad Nigel.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me.
Right, no, I've got to get a brush. This is no good.
Look at the state of mine. My parting's on the wrong side of my head.
Post-workout hair. Didn't even break a sweat.
Your ass was right in my face at one point.
Well, I could taste yours and it wasn't. That's how strong the fart was.
Hello.
Hello, Nigel. White Wolf, you get a time out for that.
And also,
oh, yeah.
It's horse shit.
Hello, Catherine.
Hello, Nigel.
Yeah, I'm just going to the kitchen where I can hear you better.
Okay.
I was just putting a Kylie video on when you rang up.
Well, you're gonna
knock
one out.
One in Australia, an old one.
One in Australia. Yeah, beautiful.
The Australian one. Did you see that one?
No. I'm not really a fan.
Is it where she wears the hot pants?
Yeah, I'm not really a fan.
Oh, you like her now at all?
I'm not really a fan.
Oh, aren't you? I thought every man was. Anyway, yeah, she's a good singer, though.
I'm not really a fan.
No.
You can go and do your hair.
No, never mind. I've got some good news.
You got what?
What's the good news? Go on.
Some good news. Yeah. The vicar cycled to my mum's grave with me because I didn't want to go on my own.
I heard your message about that, yes.
Because I hadn't... Oh, yes, I told you. I haven't been for a long time. And to the
for
grave.
A year, I think you said.
Not for... No, 18 months, actually.
Okay.
Nearly 2 years I hadn't been.
Was it a year?
And he took a photo of the grave and he put that in the letterbox today. It's a bigger photo, a big photo of the grave and the flowers.
Lovely. Well, that's nice.
Something to keep, yeah. But I'm glad I went and I arranged the flowers nicely because they'd all blown over, of course.
Yeah. Good for you. Well done.
Obviously, it's a bit distressing this time of the year as well, isn't it? Obviously, you know, she's always been here at Christmas time and I've just fixed some fairy lights up.
Good for
fairy
you.
Lights.
Yeah, I'm going to get... I get the chance, I'm going to get a Christmas... I think I found somewhere that starts selling Christmas trees this weekend. Maybe, actually, it's not. Maybe it's next week. But if I can find somewhere that's selling real Christmas trees this weekend, I'm going to get one because they should last about 5 weeks, which will take me through. I've Googled it all. So I'm getting a tree up. It's going to go there. It's going to go in that corner.
Oh, next to the fireplace.
Over there. Beautiful. Safely away from it. But it's going to go in that corner. I'll be able to see it. It's going to be brilliant. Yes, man.
It'll be in the back of your video, then you'll be able to see it on the
be in
TV.
The back of the video in my mind.
Be growing out the top of my head.
Yeah.
I might put the lights up later on. I fixed up one, but two of them got caught up. I've got three lots of sets of lights, and I just can't untangle
You can never untangle Christmas tree lights.
They get tangled up, don't they?
Yeah, and you always think...
Do you know what some people do?
Yeah.
They...
And I shook them, I spent nearly an
hour... You interrupted me, and he's interrupting you, so that's karma.
It's okay.
That's karma. That's not gestalt. That's karma.
I don't think that's how karma works. Karma works in the next lifetime, right?
Oh, I can't hear you very well.
That's okay. We're talking bollocks.
Yeah, but I've got one set of fairy lights I'm going to put up later, which is something cheerful.
Okay, anyway, man. Well, that's good news.
I'll try and when I do get you on my video, the sound goes on and off a bit. The signal isn't awfully good in yours.
The content is terrible, so I wouldn't bother that much.
Yeah, but I like to watch your show. I usually do watch it nearly every night.
I thought you were about to start watching Kylie.
Yeah, you little sausage.
No, I have both on. I have the internet and then Kylie in the background, sort of both things on at the same time.
Which makes you come quicker.
Oh, my God, no.
All right, Nigel, listen, it's nice to talk to you, mate. See you later.
See you later.
Tutty, bye.
He was going to answer. That's why I wanted you to end that call.
Ian, can we get your review of the Oculus Quest 2, please?
It's excellent.
It's like you're really there.
I hope that helps.
What some people do? I mean,
I do actually.
Christmas tree perverts that keep the same tree year after year.
I've got a fakie in the garage.
They leave all the decorations on and they just cellophane it.
Okay. Matty says, did you blag an Xbox Series X? No. It was dawned on me today. I've bought the Series X. I bought the smaller Xbox. The new one's in the living room. It's tiny.
Mm.
Have you seen it?
No. It was so small I couldn't see
it. You've not been in there. It's tiny. Go and have a look. Just go and have a look. It's on the living room floor.
Right.
It is tiny.
Please, everyone. I'm just going to verify the size of this.
And watch Big Boy on his chair as well. Let me know if he stays on his chair.
He's on the mat. Hello, darling. Yeah, small.
There we go. It's tiny.
He didn't move.
So, where is he?
He's on the mat right next to the door.
Beautiful. We're getting there. Big Boy came on my bed again last night. So I was in bed listening to Alan Bezik and Big Boy climbed up on my bed and he was kind of playing with my toes under the duvet, which is what George does. But Big Boy knows the limits even less than George.
Because he doesn't realise he's a cat.
So he was hurting a little bit. But that's the way it goes. But he didn't stay on the bed. He stays outside my room. He doesn't like crossing thresholds, does anybody?
Vampire cat.
So I bought the Series S, the small one, for my boys for Christmas. And today I've transferred all of the games from the old one onto that. And I've downloaded all the updates and I'm now going to put it away. And then a few days before Christmas, I'll just plug it in again, just download any more updates. Then Christmas Day, open it, plug and play, right?
Nice.
And then I was thinking, well, I might sell my old Xbox, get 90 quid for it maybe, and buy the big Xbox X.
XXL box.
And then I thought, really play Xbox, so I'm not going to buy it.
Don't then.
I'm not going to. And Sony were tugging my little tinkle, hinting that they might give me a PS5, and then they haven't, and they keep saying, "We'll get back to you, Ian. We're going to get back to you." And I emailed them on Monday morning. They haven't got back to me, and it comes out on Thursday. So I will probably buy. Can anyone get me a big Xbox, the big PlayStation, the disc drive one? I'll pay for it, but I'm not paying stupid price. Someone then on Twitter said I might be able to get you one. Well, all right, I DM'd him. He said, "Yeah, I've got some good news and bad news. I can get you one, but my mate wants £650 for it." I went, "I think I'll pass." When what I wanted to say was, "You can tell your mate to fuck off." That's what I wanted to say. Instead, I went, "I think I'll pass. You can tell your mate to fuck off."
Yeah, cheeky. Can I?
You can say wanker.
I don't want to say it.
You said it though.
I like to keep it private. Private swears.
Private swears. So I'm going to try and get a pick, because I do like the PlayStation. I'm going to try and get a PS5 on Thursday. But actually, I don't need it.
No.
I don't need it. These glasses. I don't wear those glasses anyway. They're not very good. 0203 286 637. That's what I wanted to talk about. Really disappointed in Joe, who we had to block earlier on. Joe called us the other day, and it was talking about. I blocked him on Twitter ages ago, and he wanted to be unblocked, but I didn't. He turned out he'd been transphobic. He didn't see what the problem was and what he'd said.
It was one of those non-apologies of, "Can you unblock me, please? I'm really sorry that you took it that way."
Yeah. Sarah, I'll come to you in a second. And so we kind of, I was about to unblock him, then he said that my blocking him had made other people pile in on him, when actually it was his tweet.
Yeah.
And then we talked about, what was the word? It wasn't abandonment. It was rejection. Rejection. And we talked about that. And okay. And then he's come back into the chat a couple of times and been very close to the edge. And then, what did he put? You strawberry C-U-N-T or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
To me. Because I timed him out because he made a comment that was inappropriate. So I timed him out.
Yeah.
And then he said, "I'm so disappointed. I'm so disappointed. I'm really disappointed in that. And I'm not upset. But his Twitter feed wasn't so good today." Andrea, I get it. I get that he's struggling. Possibly. I don't know. I understand that there is a chance that he might be struggling, right? But what really... His comments didn't hurt me. But what does hurt me is that when some people are hurting, they attack... It tends to be me in that kind of mental health addiction sense. Catherine in other ways. But they come and attack us when we've been nothing but kind to him. And nothing but generous of spirit to him. And it doesn't upset me what he said. If someone calls me a C, very rarely, it used to upset me, very rarely does it upset me. And, you know, you're a strawberry C. Well, whatever, I stole the strawberries. I'm very proud of the strawberry
thing.
No, but
thing. Here's the thing. If we've given you the benefit of the doubt and you hit us with that one, that makes us feel like we made the mistake,
it,
you know.
It that's what hurts me, that some people see... And listen, we're not always kind. I get it wrong. I've got it wrong so many times, but I'm trying. And I think overall we are winning in the kindness wars. But someone would attempt to use that against us.
Yeah.
So I wish Joe the very, very best. And I'm sure no names, no pack drill. But we had someone who is... Some of you will know exactly who I'm talking about, but I'm not going to say his name. We had someone who is now one of my favourite callers. One of my favourite callers. And someone who is an inspiration to me. Calls up fairly often now. It's a similar thing.
Yeah.
He was so lost and in so much in pain that he directed his pain on us, towards us. And we took it for a bit, and then we had to say, "Nah, I'm really sorry. You've got to go away. Do not contact us until you can yeah. prove to us that you want to change."
Because here's what happened with that particular person, is that we had so many apologies from him.
Yeah.
It became a pattern, right? And so we got to the point where we said, "Don't apologise, show us something different."
And he did. And now he's great. He's genuinely an inspiration to me. So Joe, I don't know if you're watching, I'm guessing not. Go away. go away and work on yourself. I will not be engaging with you until there is some form of extent. And that man was Gatford. Shut up, Pete. Until there is some form of extended sobriety, contrition. I'm not trying to shame you. I'm not trying to bully you. I'm not nothing. I'm protecting myself and I'm protecting my colleague and I'm protecting my fucking show. Sorry, I've been dropping too many F1s. I'm protecting this bubble that me and Catherine have worked really hard to create. And we won't have it burst by comments like that and by attitudes like that. So go away. And I would love to welcome you back in 3 months, 6 months, when you're sober and you've worked on yourself and you can understand why your comments are so unpleasant to us and so upsetting to other people that might be watching and so wasteful of our time. I think that's fair enough.
Yeah, I think so. And apologies, I mean, we'll always listen to apologies, but know what you're apologising for. There's a tip. Don't just say it because you want to get something for yourself. Do you know what I mean? That's not really an apology, is it?
Like we made it. I made an apology to Pajama Speed. We're calling back now because I called it wrong. So I apologised and it was sincere. What room's she going to be in? The Egyptian lavvy? The Egyptian shitter? Where's it going to be? Where's it going to be? This is exciting. What's she going to be?
She's going to be down in the jungle room.
What's it going to be? Hello?
Hello?
We can't see?
Yay! Oh. In the William Morris suite.
Oh, I was hoping it'll be in the Egyptian shitter.
Just people always ask me in the chat, like, what's behind the curtain? It's just a window.
A window? Like in many houses, curtains cover windows.
Glass.
I'm not sure what people were expecting. It's just a window.
Have you put makeup on just for this call?
No. I had to leave the house today. I thought, wow, what a big occasion. I'll
put Shut up. You went outside. What happened?
I'll put some mascara on.
I know. Well, I don't have much occasion to do it at the moment. So, you know, you've got to grab these opportunities. I went to the post office and pick up my mum's prescription. So,
you know. Big adventures.
I had to go to the post office yesterday and it was like, ooh, got something to do. Loving it. And I thought, well, I'll go out. I'll have some lunch while I'm out. I forgot everything's takeaway. Yeah, everything's takeaway. So I'm really into Costa Coffee chicken fajita wraps. But for some reason, I'm guessing it's because they're not allowed to touch it. They don't cut them in half anymore.
So you're on your own.
It's long. You've got to eat it long. But I love those things. And they don't even taste very nice. I love those.
We used to have a colleague who would never eat anything long. He thought it was phallic.
Yeah.
So a banana would be eaten privately.
Yeah. He couldn't eat a hot dog.
I think he deprived himself of a lot of decent food just because of length.
Yeah.
Anxiety.
Justin Dealey, very, very peculiar human being. When he dies, I want his brain cut open and examined in minute detail. Is he a brilliant man? Yeah, I think he is a brilliant man, actually, but he's a weirdo. Anyway, Sarah, how may we be of assistance to thee this evening?
Oh, I just phoned up for a bit of a chat, really. There's a couple of things bouncing around my brain.
Go on, let's have it. Let's bounce them around with you.
First one, you're talking about not eating long food.
Yeah.
I used to work in Knightsbridge and I used to occasionally buy myself some lunch from the cab hut.
Oh, the green huts.
Yeah.
Are civilians allowed to? Because if you go around London, you won't notice them until you start saying to yourself, look out for the green huts, look out for the green huts. And they're everywhere.
Are they for the cabbies?
It's for where black cab drivers go and you get a cup of tea and you get lunch. But I didn't know that civilians were allowed to go there.
Yeah, you can. You can't go inside the hut because it's got like a little sort of benchy table set up inside usually as well as a kitchen.
Right.
But you can order from like the counter and it's usually like the cheapest cup of tea that you're going to get in
London. Wow, okay.
But I used to order like a breakfast roll thing, which is like a sub sort of thing. And
yeah.
The woman would go, oh, do you want that cut in half? I'd go, oh, yeah, thanks. And she'd go, oh, yeah, I thought you looked the type. And I'd go,
hang on, is she saying you look like the type that does or doesn't give blowjobs?
I have no idea what the hell she was talking about. But I was, you know, just trying to be practical, thinking I've got to take this back to the office and like sit behind the desk with it. But apparently I'm the type to have my sandwich cut in half.
Genteel, I think she means. Genteel.
I don't know.
I don't know, she sputters, as we get a little glimpse of tartan pyjama leg there. ruining any image of gentility there may be.
I lack yoga pants, so I thought, you know, pyjama bottoms are as close as I can get.
They certainly are.
Did you do the yoga?
I did do most of the yoga until nearly the end, when he started doing the leg exercises, and then I realised how short I was of space, and the mirror and headbutted the chair and thought, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get him back. Maybe we'll get him back. Maybe sort of between Christmas and New Year. That's kind of a shitty period.
Let's get him back. Need to unwind again.
Let's get him back then if he's up for it. And thank you everyone that had a go. And Alistair, well done for having a go and stopping when you couldn't do it. That's great that you had a go. I'm surprised that so many, honestly, Sarah, because we had to turn our mics off. And I said to Kath, I bet we've lost about 300 people doing this. I thought it was brilliant, but I just thought, why are people going to watch this? We didn't lose any. Mm. It was nuts. It was brilliant. So we're going to do that again, definitely. So well done for having a go. Thank you.
I did have a go. It was good. I enjoyed it a lot. The other thing was when you said you couldn't say chandelier. How did you say it?
Chandelier.
Chandelier. I've got a word like that I always stumble with. And I only realised I was saying it wrong about 3 years ago when everybody looked at me like I was a
lunatic.
And it's archipelago.
Well, it doesn't come in very often, so you can avoid it.
How did you say it then? Archie.
Archipelago.
Say it.
Archipelago.
That's how I used to read it.
That's how I've always read it.
Archipelago.
Because it is one of those words that you only ever read, right? And then someone says it, you go, yeah. Oh, right, yeah, I knew you said it like that. Thank God no one's asked me to say it.
Oh, Andrea says, and I have to pause because I have to say it in my head, epitome is one of those words because I always read it as epitome.
Yeah, Hermione, I used to think.
Yeah. Hyperbole. Papa Lazaru.
My dad used to read a lot of like cowboy things and there'd be a lot of Sinopha bitches in there.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, look, I think Bitterly's just Googled the green huts, saying they look wonderful. They're great. They're everywhere. But I didn't know punters could go.
Yeah. You didn't have to pretend to be a cabbie then?
No, I'd go at lunchtime and I'd always end up in the cabbies would come in sort of through the side door and they could all sit down and order and, you know, get out of the cab, I guess, for 15, 20 minutes or whatever. Yeah. But it's usually a big queue of builders and me. So it's amazing how many people don't know about them, actually.
Do the builders eat their breakfast roll long or do they cut it in half?
I don't know. I didn't stop to question them about it.
I bet they eat them long.
Mm, yes. Now we've got to find out. Tanzania was pronounced the same as Tasmania. Yeah, Tanzania, says Andy, yes.
Oh, I have done that one before. I did that one as a kid, like, definitely. Because, again, you'd only see it written down.
The one I can't read written down is analyst. I can say it in my head, but if I see it written down, I always go to say, no, I don't. I see analysis. I always put an extra vowel in there. I remember once we were filming the 11 o'clock show and we did this thing. We did 15 takes of me reading the auto cue, trying to say analyst. So I'm hesitating now. And in the end, on take 16, we went, and the experts have said, and you know, that's it.
The thing that used to loom when I used to read the news, right? You're always kind of reading the next sentence ahead, right, of yourself because you're ready for the next thing. And if I saw statistics coming up, I'd start thinking, right, don't mess this up. Statistics. It's a really hard one when you're already on a roll. Statistics.
The best one is, and this, I tweeted this, one of the scientists on one of the COVID Downing Street things a couple of weeks ago did it, and you've done it and I've done it. You've got the word country coming up, and it was and if people throughout the country will, and he did it in the talk, and it was wonderful. And we've all done it. I would always wonder if it's country or county, so I'd stumble. And you don't just do it once; you do it three or four times. It's wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, the panic sets in once you've done it once.
Yeah.
You just keep stumbling over and over and over.
First time I did it, I was with Kelly Betts, and it was quite early on at Three Counties, and I was like, shit, am I going to get in trouble? She was pissing herself, going, no, you won't get in trouble. But I said it four times. She goes, no, you won't, but it's hilarious.
My first radio job was in Peterborough, and there was a school there called the Jack Hunt School.
Oh, no. Jack Hunt?
Yeah, Jack Hunt School. I mean, you've got to be very, very careful
Jack Hunt.
To take that slowly, because if you go too fast, it sounds, you know what.
Well, Andrea says Yosemite, Yosh-e-mite. But, Yosh-e-mite. Of course, the outgoing president said it Yosemite.
Yeah.
Yosemite. I'd be a fucking idiot. Sorry, I'm doing...
But there's a man who's never been corrected, you see. That's the problem.
Yeah, I'll correct him.
I did read once that it's to do with, generally, if you do mispronounce words like that, it's to do with having quite a high reading age when you're young, because you're absorbing a lot more words visually than you are hearing. But I don't really think that could apply to Donald Trump. So
No,
I don't think he really reads, does he?
I don't think so.
He's not a massive reader. So.
Anything else, Sarah?
No, I'm glad you enjoyed Weird Paul.
Oh, yeah.
Now, does he stream on Twitch?
Yeah, he does. He does. About three times a week, I think.
And he's a real person.
Yeah, he's definitely a real person.
What is he?
I just think he's just got this insane creative brain, and he's been writing songs since he was a kid and has never, ever stopped. And he streams through a sort of 1996 home camcorder, non-digital. I don't know how he does it.
There's ways.
Films and
it's Weird Paul. I'm gonna go and have a look. I'm gonna let you go because Dave's calling. Thank you.
Hello.
And we're gonna try and find Weird Paul's stream and see if we can. And, oh, I just missed Dave. Let me go to Mikey first, because Mikey called him first. Then we'll come to you, Dave. And then we're gonna find Weird Paul. Hello, Mikey.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Good.
You called us, I believe.
I can't see you, is that?
Well, we can't see you.
Oh.
There's us. I've gifted us to you.
There he is. Oh, Christmas.
Sorry.
Christmas is Christmas in heaven. You got the tree up. How long's that been up?
2 weeks.
Oh.
Oh, mate, I'm loving it. Why? Why have you put it up so early?
I was criticised by everybody on Facebook, but because I used to phone you on talk radio. I've got a son, Dylan, who I didn't see very often.
Yeah.
And so I don't, it's a lot better now. So I see him quite often. And he came down 2 weeks ago and he wanted to put up the Christmas tree.
Well, there you go.
Fantastic.
So it's because I'm not.
I want to do it this weekend. And normally, you know me, Catherine, I will put the Christmas tree up the week before the boys are coming. And Boxing Day is gone.
Well, Christmas isn't your favourite.
Christmas
is
not my favourite. I got a lot of emotion attached to it. But this year is, I don't know if you've noticed, Mikey, this year's been lousy. So I thought, I've got the boys this Saturday. And I thought, well, if I can get a tree, and then we can put it up and we'll decorate. And then there's just a little bit of magic, because we're like just five and a half weeks or something till Christmas. Just a little bit more magic and colour and something to look forward to in what has been a very, very grey year.
Yeah, and I think actually, Christmas aside, I've been trying to find something in the week to work towards, something to treat myself with, regardless of what it might be. It might be something really small, but we just need that at the moment, because otherwise it's so flat and grey, isn't it, at the moment?
But I think everyone, like around where I live, everyone's been putting up the decorations early. Loads of houses have gotten them up.
Oh, good.
So I think that's because of lockdown. People have got nothing better to do. Yeah. So why not put up decorations early?
I did consider putting up the fake tree in the summer, just for a bit of magic, and maybe putting a couple of presents under it and doing something.
Yeah.
You know. So, well done, man. That's brilliant. It looks great.
Thank you.
Is that a Christmas? What's that behind you? Is that a Christmas card on the top of that? Just that bookcase, the candles.
Honestly,
Or is it a picture?
Right at the top.
Oh, okay.
Oh, oh, but look, you've got a Christmas house, yeah. Father Christmas.
I'm having that. Well done.
Christmas lions.
Krusty Juggler says his, have been up for, his or hers have been up for a week. Love it. Love it.
Yes. Got to be done.
I think as well, with that kind of will it happen, won't it happen Christmas thing at the moment as well, everyone's going, well, I'm going to have it. I don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't
yeah.
care how it happens, but we're going to enjoy what we can, you know.
Yeah, exactly, man. Let's make some magic. I don't know when we're on over Christmas. I suspect we will be off Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. If I didn't have my kids, someone just said, am I on my own? No. I've got the kids this Christmas for the first time. It's a little bit daunting. Christmas, I think, is a Friday, if I got it right. So I've got them Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. If I didn't, I would stream, but probably quiet. But the week after, I will certainly be streaming. You're very welcome, yeah. But there's no obligation because it's slightly different for you. But we are doing a New Year's Eve special, at least 4 hours long. Probably start at 9 and go on till 1, something like that. But New Year's Eve, we are here, a New Year's Eve show for people that don't like New Year's Eve parties.
My ex has told me today I can have Dylan from Christmas Eve till Christmas morning. So
wow. Wow.
She just told me that today, so I'm delighted. So
how are you feeling about that?
Brilliant.
Oh, wicked, man.
It's really, you know, really made me happy. So you gave me some good advice on talk radio before about the situation.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Things have just got better since
Brilliant.
Then. So
I've got the boys for Christmas the first time. Normally I would get them on Boxing Day. And I'm really nervous about it, actually. I'm really nervous. And they are
responsibility.
Yeah. They asked to come and spend it with me, and I didn't try and talk them out of it, but I presented them a really good argument as for why they might prefer to be with their mum. But they insisted, and I'm thrilled that they would like to, and I'm terrified because Christmas is Christmas, you know. And we've said I'm probably not going to cook a Christmas dinner because they don't want it. We're going to see. They said that they want a Domino's or something. And I've done that, and I've spoken to their mum, and when they go back, they will get a Christmas dinner. And it's not me. I don't particularly want to cook Christmas dinner, but of course I'd cook it. But none of us really want it. None of us really want it. And the thing of cooking, you know, a 2-hour meal that three people are going to eat, that three people don't really want.
It shouldn't be a duty, should it?
No.
Or a chore.
And I know that their mum or their grandmother will cook them an amazing Christmas dinner. Boxing Day or the day after, you know, yeah. Wicked, fine, do that. And we will have a laugh. I've gotten far too many presents, you know, I've gone a little bit overboard, but I'm nearly done with all my presents, Mikey.
I haven't started.
It's not even December and I'm nearly done. I love it.
Good on you.
I'm glad well things done, are turning around, and well done. Well done for sorting it out. It's patience, biting your tongue sometimes, sticking up for yourself. It pays off. It pays off for everyone. I don't mean that to sound like a combative thing with your ex or whatever. Everyone benefits from it eventually. If you can, as a family, however split up you may be, if you can get through that, any initial aggro or anger or whatever, everyone wins. Everyone wins. Yeah, and it sounds great.
When it first happened, I didn't think I'd get through it, but...
Father Christmas isn't coming to this house though, because we have different things. So I will get them presents, and then mum will get them presents, and then obviously Father Christmas brings presents. So I think Father Christmas is going to go to their house when they go back home.
Right.
I think that's how it's working. Is Father Christmas going to your house, Mikey? Do you know? Or
yes,
he's going there. Yeah. All right. Mm. Yeah, good. Oh, nice one, man. I'm really pleased for
Thank you.
And the tree looks wicked.
Thank you, guys.
Cheers, mate. Nice see you later. See you. Ta-ra.
Thank you. Bye.
There you go. The tree looks wicked. Dave, I'm going to give you a call in a second. I've just got to do that. I've got to get some more water.
Yeah,
some
could more? Could I? Because that. What I'd forgotten about those pizzas is they are so salty.
So salty.
You wouldn't think it, because mine was largely pineapple. Oh, I was wondering what the dark figure was in the background out the corner of my eye, and it's the chair. No, I haven't got any presents at all yet, and I'm starting to feel like I'm being left behind. But it's kind of crept up on me, and it's November already.
I'm pretty much done. I've got nearly all the boys. It's weighted slightly in the favour of one, so I just need to wait.
But
for
he is your favourite, so
he is. I've got to wait for them all to come, and kind of pile them up and just count. But that's pretty much done. I've got no idea what I'm going to get you once
you have to get me anything.
Present. Of course I do. Why not? All right, I won't.
You don't have to get me anything.
I know, I won't. Got my sister a wicked present. Mum, you know, I just draw her like a dick or something. I don't know.
You draw her a dick?
Or something, you know.
You got her that last year.
And that's it.
The traditional Christmas dick.
Talent show is tomorrow night, Tom.
Are you looking forward to it? Has everyone been practicing? We've got a few people who've already told us that they're going to turn up. We've got a few little films, haven't we?
Yeah.
So it's looking like it's certainly going to be a show.
Dee says, I hope you guys don't mind, but I was wondering if I could put out a quickie regarding with Paul. I don't know what that means. So I haven't got a problem with it. I don't know what it is. Let's go to Dave. Oh, we've missed a couple of calls. Dave, let's go to Dave, then Lee, then Lisa Marie. So Dave's coming up first.
Dave, then Lee, then Lisa Marie.
Ian, you mentioned recently that the American election was rigged and the real president was actually getting kicked out. Can you elaborate on this? Yeah, the election was faked and it's obviously fixed and the real president, my president, is being forced out. So, yeah, it's shameful.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's Mr. Ben.
What is this? Hello, mate.
Hello.
Oh, he's bugging his head. You can't wear it. This is the thing. That's why they got rid of bowler hats. Were popular right up until 1983 when Japan invented the Walkman. Headphones, can't do it over bowler hat. Bowler hat dead.
That's why they died out.
Yeah, exactly why they died out.
What's going on, Dave?
I was listening to JOB on the LBC today.
Missed the last half because I listened to some of it, but I missed the last half an hour. And what happened?
Well, he asked a specific question. He didn't want to do sort of anti-vaxxers. So he just said, who and why wants to put a microchip in a vaccine into your body? Why, you know?
Yeah.
And he got some answers. Satan was a good one. Satan.
Oh, he's notorious for that kind of shit, isn't he?
Satan connected with Obama, the Clintons, and Bill Gates.
And pizza? Is there pizza involved?
Yeah.
Here's the thing that dawned on me yesterday, Dave, right? Mm. If Bill Gates wants to put chips in us, I'm assuming that was one of the things, right? People have a flu vaccine every single year.
Yep.
So why doesn't Bill Gates put the chips in the vaccine that's already being handed out?
I think because he isn't putting it. Yeah, that's what he was trying to get to. Why? Who wants to do it? And why do they want to do it? And, of course, the Bilderberg group.
Bilderberg. Bilderberg says more eyes, yes.
It's a joke he made, the Bilderberg group. But some guy said it's so that it syncs up with the 5G and somehow tracks us that way. And
the 5G.
It was funny. But it was also really sad.
I heard a lot of
callers... Yeah, but you know what? There are people listening to that and a lot of people are finding it kind of funny, right? But some people are going, well, that makes sense to me.
I heard a lot.
And so it grows.
I had a lot of callers to Ferrari. I don't really listen to Ferrari because I just think he's so obnoxious now. But I heard a lot of people phoning up saying that they won't have the vaccine because it's a conspiracy. And you just think, fuck that. This is where we're at, man. I wouldn't even let those people on air.
How about this for a conspiracy? You're being convinced not to have it because they want to get rid of you.
Well, they now think there is some sort of control where they're going to make people have it, and then those people will be of a higher echelon than the people who refuse to have it. And
here's the thing. Give me the injection, right?
Yeah.
And you know at concerts, yes, everyone was kicking off with Ticketmaster suggesting they might want proof of vaccination. Yeah. I don't want to go in a concert with anti-vaxxers. Yeah. Hmm. Make it. You've got to show a little certificate to say, here's my card. Yeah, I had it. It's dated 2 months ago.
But I just think the easiest way to stop that happening is to have it. If you think, for some reason, they're stopping us wanting to have it then. I can understand the sort of rather rational ideas of it's not been fully tested. It's been, so you've got all those things. It's not been tested. There's never been tested on children. Yep. So there's no. So I understand. But it seems to go from there to automatically to it's Satan, it's 5G, it's Bill Gates. And I just think one thing they should have done with lockdown is locked people's internet down, because once you've completed Pornhub and everything else, you go onto Facebook and you start reading this stuff. And
Dave did a speedrun of Pornhub.
Did Did you?
Yeah, he did.
Well done.
La La Lulu says, only people over 60 are getting it, though, aren't they? What, the COVID thing? No.
To start with, right?
No, well, no, 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 not to start with. They will be one of the four main groups. Yeah. But no, it doesn't work on kids, certainly the first one. Don't know what the second one does, but no, it's not only people over 60.
It's funny though, isn't it, that these people have always done loads of research, but it very rarely involves any science.
I saw James, one of James's questions was, what research have you done? He said, YouTube,
yeah.
The internet. And he said, yeah, I might as well say the world. What specific people? And he said, David Icke. And this is when, yeah, all right.
Okay.
Well, I retweeted someone saying, you know, James O'Brien is such a prick. If he was a real man, he'd invite David Icke on for a debate. I mean, that's what we're dealing with. I met David Icke and we really liked him. But he talks rubbish.
And also, you don't... Here's another thing that people don't seem to be able to... Some people don't seem to be able to grasp because of the way dialogue happens on the internet. No one owes you a debate. Some things are not debatable. Some things are fact. Opinion is not fact. And facts are not...
But that was the trouble with the BBC. A lot of people find, isn't it, that they've got to have a balance.
Yeah, so, but when you've got 99% of the world scientists saying global warming is real and you've got 1% saying it isn't, so they get both people on for equal amount of time. That's the BBC's huge fault.
But you're giving that minority, an extreme minority viewpoint, equal weight. So it looks as if it's valid to some people.
I'm always fascinated with conspiracy theories and why people need to believe them, and
powerlessness. I think it makes people feel more powerful.
Jacob says the thing with the Ticketmaster issue for me is that it F's over young people.
How
does it F over young people?
I guess because they'll be the last to get it if it's doing it.
Oh Jesus, so they can't go and see bloody The Hives or flipping Coldplay or some shitty poxy little band. Wait a year. Wait a frigging year. Jesus.
You're filming it on your phones anyway.
Then go and see flipping Kasabian. It's a different singer now anyway because the other fellow was a knob. Yeah, who cares? Don't even go and see Kasabian.
Also, why should Kasabian catch it from you germbags?
I mean, let the lead singer catch it because he's a scumbag. But the rest of them are decent musicians. I would like to see the remaining members of Kasabian team up with the remaining members of the Lost Prophets. That's a band I'd like to see.
God.
That's a band.
Right.
Dave, you were going to say something.
No, I think it was Iggy Pop or someone like that caught conjunctivitis and someone spitting at him once. Okay, because he used to spit at him so much.
That was the thing with the punks, wasn't it? I think TB was flying around because they're all spitting.
That's probably not the worst thing that Iggy Pop's ever caught.
Dirty. How you doing, man? Because Dave and I message each other from time to time, and Dave doesn't reply when he's feeling rubbish, and I don't reply when I'm feeling rubbish. You know, but we're always out of sync.
This little dance we do.
Yeah, we're always out of sync. How are you doing at the moment?
Yeah, I'm okay. I say I'm still doing about three people's work at the moment. The other two are off for got the COVID, so I'm pretty knackered. But my dad's got to go in the hospital for a valve replacement on his heart. So
blimey.
So that's going to be. But as he was told, it's pretty standard, you know, surgery these days. They do those so many times a day. It's like walking the park. So fingers crossed and everything. But yeah. You know, like everyone else, you're wondering what's coming next, and you hope it, every time you see a thing about the vaccine, you just think, well, you know, or you don't think Satan's coming to get me. You think, well, you know, touch wood, you know, that'll start getting to the people who, you know, need protecting. And I don't know where I am on the list at all, but, you know.
Have the vaccine. Just have the vaccine, man. Jesus Christ. I'll have double. I want vaccine. I want it.
Only because I work for... obviously work for the police, that I might be higher up the thing because they might insist that all... But no, bang it in the arm. I don't
shove it up my arse. I will take it any which way, but loose. Give me...
What about the vaccine?
On that bombshell. Dave, will we be seeing you in tomorrow night's talent show?
I have no talent, so no.
That's not true.
Well, also, it's kind of irrelevant to the question. What are you doing for the show?
Share.
Share what?
Impression.
Share an impression?
Yeah.
Of what?
Well, you'll have to find out.
Okay.
We'll
see.
Tune in.
We'll see if we can guess it.
I didn't think we were doing talents.
Of course we're doing talent. We can't enter, but we have to do talent.
Are we going to start with a song? A big number?
Yeah, sure, number two. Dave, thank you very much indeed. Always a pleasure. Let me take you down, because I'm going to...
That's the Candy Flip version you're singing,
yeah,
there, isn't
it? Yeah, it's the better version. It's the better version.
I didn't mind that one. I'm going to be honest.
By the way, if there's any anti-vaxxers or pro-virus people in this chat now, goodbye.
Yeah, and wash your hands.
Yeah, you dirty buggers.
Filthy animals.
Let's try. We missed Lee. Let's give Lee a little call.
Hello.
Hello, Lily. Always sits low. I like it. Low riding Lee.
What happens below that level is none of our business.
Can I ask you a question, Lee? Yeah. Again, the viewers can't see it. Why have you got all of that laundry on that chair over there? If I had a chair like that, I would be sitting on there and spinning like... He's got a swivel chair, but he's covered in laundry.
Well, I am not going to cast any nasturtiums because I've got a beautiful rocking chair that's covered in clothes.
Get on that chair and ride it, baby.
They're pillows and a duvet.
Well, I would sit on that chair all the time. You want a footrest because you need a footrest for that is equal height. And then just sit on it, and when you get bored, you spin around.
You're telling him how to do chairs.
Yeah, I'm telling him how to do chairs. I don't think Lee knows how to do chairs.
I've got one. I've got the same one as you, that Noble.
Yeah. If you sit the wrong way, it says knob. People have told me. If I lean like that, it says knob. So, yeah. They're good chairs, aren't they? Very good chairs.
Very comfy, yeah. Fully reclinable. I love it.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. It goes... Hang on a minute. I never...
Careful now, because there's a light behind you.
Okay, well...
I can't actually see you for some reason. I don't suppose it matters.
There he goes. There he goes.
Oh, jeez, I forgot he could do that. Hang on, let's turn it on.
Whoa, there it goes.
All right. Can you stop saying there it goes, please?
I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about the light. I think I'm going to have to get more lights.
Oh, shit. I like this. I don't normally sit like this. I'm going to do the show.
Well, so we're going to get the crotch shot?
Like this.
Oh, not the feet again.
The feet are fine.
Oh. No, they look lovely.
It's the Gooch. It's the Graham. Gucci Ganga. Kath.
No.
Kath.
No.
It's Kath's face. That's why it's funny. I love it so much. I just want to... It's just...
What are you doing? Stop it. I don't like that position. It looks like you're aligning yourself, ready to let one rip.
I'm just going to make my window a little bit smaller, so it's a bit more pixely.
I'll make my window a little bit bigger. Hang on.
Stop it.
I just wanted to see. I sent you an email, and I don't know if you got it. Well, I wanted to do the talent show.
Well, yeah. But you didn't elucidate.
You just said you wanted to do it. You didn't tell
us
what it was.
Well, good for you, Lee. We've all got dreams.
I sent you an email
saying I want to do the talent show.
Yeah, I want to do a song.
You didn't say that.
I want to do a song.
I did.
You didn't say that.
What
song do you want to do?
A song about a murderer. It's a good song. You'll like it.
Is it Jack the Knife?
No.
Lee, do it. I mean, have you just got to phone up and do it?
I don't know. Is that what I've got to do?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't quite know why we've asked for emails and stuff, but yeah, just phone up.
Because we
just
wanted to make sure that we had enough acts, and I think we definitely have.
All right, I'll just ring in then. Yeah, no worries. A bit more admin as well, just quickly. I've made some notes.
Yeah.
I just want to let everyone know that me and Scudge Sucker are now friends on Twitch. I just wanted to make an announcement.
Yeah, making love when they please behind the partners' backs, filming it for the internet.
Well, that escalated,
didn't it? Dirty buggers.
Also, my mate once was telling me my degree was worthless, and he called it a pseudo science, and we laughed at him. And we laughed at him.
He's a pseudo intellectual.
Oh, mate, absolutely brilliant.
What was your degree, though?
Anthropology.
Oh.
It was in smooth materials.
Leather goods.
There we go.
It's definitely not suedo. Just one more thing, really quickly. I missed a show last Tuesday. Can you just give me the like a recap, some bullet points, just really quickly?
What happened last Tuesday?
Just everything you talked about. In chronological order.
There was probably a little bit of moaning. A little bit of laughing.
Can we email it to you? Would that be all right?
Yeah, because that's worked really well so far.
All right, we'll send you an email, Lee. Thank you, mate. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
This guy.
What?
Suedo.
Right, we're going to look up Weird Paul. Was it Weird Paul or Weird Mike?
Yeah, and we were going to look at the our old boss doing a tour of the station, or no?
Oh, shall we? Shall we?
I mean, I kind of don't want to see it, but I kind of do.
I want to see it. So we go to... So we go to Talk Radio. Denny Morris.
Oh.
That guy. Oh, already, it's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life!
And the way it needs to...
We haven't been up there, have
we? Haven't been up there. This is where we used to work, but we never went up there. Jesus Christ. Fucking hell.
Is this going to...
This is going to trigger us.
Yeah.
This guy sacked me.
Should we not?
Hang on, let's just get... I want to get a sniff. I want to get a sniff, and then we're going to go to Weird Paul, all right? 5 hours, 40 minutes this rubbish has been going on. What? I have trouble with playing YouTube videos.
So do I, and I wonder whether it's we're being shadow banned.
Could be. Here we go.
Each radio needs to change too, and it needs to adapt. And the way it needs to adapt is to understand that, as unpopular as it may be in the industry, visualisation is absolutely key.
That's what we told you, and you kept telling us to stop doing it. That's what we were doing from day one, is we were streaming on Periscope and we were streaming on YouTube, and I asked you about streaming on Twitch and you kept telling us to stop doing it, you tiny little cowardly prick who didn't reply to me when I sent an email to my three bosses when they let me go, thanking them for the 4 years. Two bosses got back and said, "You're welcome, Ian, it's been a pleasure, we wish you luck." This prick didn't get back in touch with me.
Still, visualisation, it's the future.
To going to the next stage.
I'm going to leave all my money to dogs anyway, just to see the look on my family's face.
Time on my hands. I mean, if only I could make that decision.
When I first walked into a radio studio some 20 years ago, I fell in love with the art of speech radio.
Oh, fuck off, you fucking little prick. Did you fuck? Fucking answering phones for Anna Rayburn. Go on, fuck off. Right. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. I mean... Jesus Christ, the hypocrisy in that bollocks when we spent 4 years doing that.
Well, also, they tried to sack us for doing it.
They tried to sack us for doing it. 4 years.
Let's not forget that.
I'm spending money on cameras. There was a whole period, about 6 months, when the show suffered because I'm trying to do multi-camera stuff. Don't do it, Ian. You must go. So, no, you can't stream on YouTube. No, you can't stream.
Anyway.
I still got resentment about the way we were treated. We were treated.
Just a smidge. Yeah.
Terribly. Terribly.
This is a Rabbit Hole production.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.